Did you know there's an online cannabis company that ships federally legal THC right to your door? And they found a way to combine THC with carefully selected functional ingredients to create gummies, baked goods, and flower for whatever type of buzz you'd want. I'm talking about Mood.com. They have an incredible line of cannabis gummies, and you get 20% off your first order at Mood.com with promo code SPECIALISTS with an S on the end. This isn't some rinky-dink discount of 5 or 10%. This is 20% off your first order. Forget one-size-fits-all supplements that only get you high. Mood's functional gummies are optimized to kick in as little as 15 minutes and take you to the mood you're looking for. My favorite are the Sleepy Time Advanced gummies. That's right, those are for sleepy time. You know when you just can't fall asleep? Take these and they'll put you right in the mood. Beyond gummies, Mood also has a selection of flower, pre-rolls, bakery treats, and beverages. Listen, you can find gummies to just get you high pretty much everywhere these days. But Mood's functional gummies combine premium, federally legal THC with targeted botanicals to help you get into the perfect mood, usually in as little as 15 minutes. And everything ships discreetly right to your door. No dispensary lines, no awkward conversations, just better days and nights delivered to your doorstep. Best of all, not only is every Mood product backed by a 100-day satisfaction guarantee, but as I mentioned, listeners get 20% off their first order with promo code SPECIALISTS with an S on the end. So head to Mood.com, find the functional gummy that matches exactly what you're looking for, and let Mood help you discover your perfect mood. And don't forget to use promo code SPECIALISTS when you check out to save 20% on your first order. Try it today at mood.com.
Phil's thing didn't work.
The Survivor Specialists, Phil, Will, and Blake are back. And today we conclude our Survivor 48 preseason coverage. First time we're hearing from Blake, lucky for all of you. But he's here to swing his hands obnoxiously and ruin lives, I guess.
And take a big swing and miss on who he likes and doesn't like. And whoever he doesn't like is probably going to end up winning.
Yeah, whoever his least favorite is will follow in Rachel Lamont's footsteps and be crowned a millionaire, who also gets to go on Jeff Probst's podcast. I don't know.
Kinsey was probably my ninth favorite person on that season, so I can...
Yeah, but we don't have any proof of that.
Oh, no, I actually had her on my team and said, I think she'll do really well, because I just copied your video.
Yeah, that was pretty good. Yeah, so this put me at a real big disadvantage. Since I'm going to be able to go to that Survivor, I'm going to be able to see the Survivor premiere before premiere night. So I was like, we got to put out this boot order video ahead of time, Blake, earlier than we usually do. I don't need people thinking that I went to the Survivor premiere and then put it out. So I recorded it and Blake edited my entire boot order prediction. So he knows exactly how I feel about pretty much everybody. Let's see if he can screw this up anyway.
I have not seen that yet, and I am now going to look through and watch it backwards as we go to make sure that...
You didn't have time for an 8.5-minute short form video?
No, I didn't really see that it came out, so I definitely want to watch it. I'll give it a proper watch maybe after this, but right now I'm just skipping. There it is. I'm just going to skip to the end, and it's going to...
Oh my God.
I mean, you guys see that? You guys could see that,
this
right?
This is Photoshop.
You guys could see that? So this is the Real TV Fantasy site.
Yeah, this is because you go to the premiere before.
Did you just send the money to yourself?
Wait, Jeff Probst is going to win?
Where are you looking at this, Will? Will, can you see this?
I'm watching your video backwards.
Oh, everybody look at the screen real quick. Will, you especially.
Oh, you have that.
So this is last year's results. Where I had 2,047 points. I beat the crap out of everybody. Austin beat Zach by 1 point. Logan D was 2 points behind. So it was really close up here.
That's crazy.
For 2,047. Just let's look at this team really quick one more time. Sorry about the ads. I don't know what they are. It's just going to pop up. But I had Rachel, Andy, Kyle, Teeny, Sue, and Gabe. So Gabe was my first person eliminated, right? Okay, let's just think about this real quick, okay? So now Rome chose the order, and I got totally screwed in the order of picking. So you would have thought, like, Will and Blake couldn't have been that far behind, could they? So where's Blake? Blake finished. Where did Blake finish? There he is, Blake's team, 18th place.
It's pretty good.
It's not bad. Will, where were you? Hold on. There it is. Plus 694.
Jesus.
I shot the moon. Okay. I was going for that. We were trying to bookend the score, Phil, and we succeeded in doing that.
Well, you got to call it now. So if you want to go ahead and say, I'll pick the first six people eliminated, we can go around and give you the win.
Let's revisit this real quick, because this actually is really funny. Okay. This actually is really, really funny. Let's look at this real quick. Genevieve, Carolyn, Caroline, great picks. Keyshawn, John, Asia, and TK. What in the world happened?
I actually didn't have favorable draft position either. I think Blake got the first pick and like the first pick of the next round, I'm pretty sure. We kind of both got screwed in that. And
true.
And I think that's probably what happened.
That's one way to look at it. So I just wanted to go back and revisit a classic time in Survivor Specialist history. I feel like that was one of the more proud moments of me. I don't think any of us will, since we started doing this podcast. I don't think you, me, or Alexa have ever outright won one of the fantasy games. We'd always said back in the day, we were like, if we win the bootless game, we're keeping the buff. Screw you guys. Also, right. Like, you see the shirt I'm wearing?
Yeah, it's a buff.
Crown me.
Oh, no. I'm
crown me, Blake.
I'm king from that one movie, Robin Hood.
Prince John, who was actually only temporary king, which is pretty much how I'm going to be feeling after tonight. But, Will, I don't think we ever won it. So last year we won it. Austin still got his buff. The only person I'm waiting on is XX. XX, if you ever want your prize for winning the Power Rankings game, respond to the email. That's all you got to do. Otherwise, everybody else has gotten them. So this game is open to all of our top tier patrons. This game, along with the Power Rankings game, which will start on March 1st, or not March 1st. That'll be my first Power Rankings podcast. It'll be March 2nd, but it'll start after the premiere episode. So you don't have to get that in until after. But if you become a top tier patron, you can win prizes for playing in our fantasy game. Competition's not stiff. If you're competing only to beat Will and Blake, it's not that hard. Unfortunately, I'm still here, but Will.
Yeah, I mean, this is, again, don't think I'm on this podcast to predict what's going to happen before the season starts. That's not where my talents lie. I enjoy recapping the episodes. I do think forecasting what happens on the show after we've seen a little bit of the show, there's something maybe there, but in terms of like taking blind shots in the dark before the season starts, that's pretty much dumb luck. That's something you can hang your hat on, Phil, because you don't have much else to hang your hat on. Jesus. So, you can be the forecaster of randomness before the season, and I can be the one providing, you know, top level analysis throughout the season as we watch it week to week. And I think that's a fair distribution of our skills.
That is a good way to put this. Yeah, I know. I just have a really good way of being able to judge people based off of their short videos and what they say, and just have a basic understanding of who does well on Survivor and who doesn't. And I guess that's not a skill set that everybody wants to have or doesn't deem important. So we'll see how it goes. I will say this, Will. I appreciate the shots fired. At least we both have Blake as our punching bag, though. Whether you're good, you might be good at that part, Will, and I might be good at the preseason. Blake, what happened last year, man? First year doing all this stuff. What happened?
Well, I've always said, and this is happening again for this time, like I haven't watched a single second of the videos. I do not know what any of these people sound like. This is how I consume the show. I love watching that first episode and seeing everybody for the first time. I know that there's some hype for some of these people, but for me, it's like I want that first Seuss May confessional to hit while I'm in it, not, oh, it wasn't as good as I thought it was from the initial video or whatever. And I feel like Star is somebody that's super exciting from the preview. So like, I think maybe I'm trying to be, I know we're specialists, but something that resonated with me recently, I'll say it again. I was watching season 2 of The White Lotus, and there was the idea of, did my wife cheat on me or not? And like the whole thought process is somebody tells him the mystery of that question is what makes life living for. And if you remember White Lotus, because there's the word white in it, it was written by Mike White, who is a former Survivor player who got second place. Spoiled that season 2. I like the idea of doing Deal or No Deal, there's some mystery, and I'm enjoying that more sometimes than even some episodes of last year of Survivor. So I want to put more mystery in my Survivor season this year, and I could be a specialist in the recap, but I don't need to be a specialist about every interaction and everything going in before it even happens. Maybe I can let some of it hit me in the face, and that's more fun.
I mean, yeah, that's a fair way to look at the season. I mean, when you start having to dissect these people, this is the fourth video I'm doing about, no, the fifth video I'm doing about the cast because of the boot order prediction, the cast assessment, the over-under game, which we're still talking about the cast in that. And then we did the prop bet game. This is my fifth video talking about these people, and I have not seen these people on a grain of sand yet. Like, so here we go. We're going to dive in. I'm going to go into the scoring for everybody who wants to play along. Again, this is going to be the same scoring as last year. I just updated it, and since I won by over 300 points, I think the scoring was absolute perfection, so I'm not going
to
change it.
That actually, I forgot to mention, I did have qualms with the scoring.
Yeah, I mean, of course, you should be getting points for your players not being on the season anymore. You should get points for losing people.
Is there any scoring for exit press at all?
I think there should be like a first boot bonus, right?
Yeah, no. FBB, I think.
I don't actually think there's a way to do that on here, to be honest with you. Because that actually would be kind of fun, but I don't think there's a way to do that on here.
We used to do that, I think, when we made our own rules. It was like, if you were able to get the first boot, you'd get some reprieve. I don't know.
Yeah. Anyway, so this is over at realtvfantasy.com. I have the link to just realtvfantasy.com in the description of this video. If you want to go make your own league with your friends, go check out realtvfantasy.com. There's different ways. This is where we host the power rankings game. This is where we host this game. There's other games where you can plug and play players week to week to week. So go ahead and check that out. If you are a top tier patron over on patreon.com, I'm going to be sending the link to this, to the league in the chat for the top tier patrons. So there's a specific chat over there that I can send the link to our league. So that's where that'll be going. Here's your scoring. We have win survivor 50 points. Runner up is 20 points.
So many ads.
I know. Well, that's okay. That's the season opener that I'm now having to miss because I'm going to the survivor thing. Wins individual immunity, 20 points. Wins team immunity, only counts if you didn't sit out the competition, 15. Shot in the dark says save 15. Contestant catches food. Catching multiple fish will count as one per setting. Coconuts, fruit, etc. don't count. That's 10. Second runner-up is 10. Gets an advantage in the game is 10. Wins reward only counts if you don't sit out is 10. Wins a fire-making competition is 10. Second place in team immunity is 5. Jeff asks contestant a question at tribal or a challenge is 5. Find and beware advantage 5, plays shot in the dark 5, survives each episode 5, receives advantage from another player 5, contestant makes a merge / tribe swap 5, participates in reward 5, plays an advantage 5, confessional limited to 10 per episode 1. That was one where like, I think you had Caroline who like didn't get that many confessionals early either. So she was like one of your two people, but she kept getting like overshadowed a little bit there. So that didn't help. So confessional.
And Genevieve actually, early on didn't really get any confessionals either in like the first 3 episodes though.
And both of those players had huge impacts on the season and got you a lot of points, but it's crazy how the confessional one really hit them. Vote cast for contestant is -1. Losing your vote is -5. Sitting out of competition is -5. Being bribed by Jeff to not finish a competition is -10. Medical
Does
removal
that happen
minus
in
10.
Survivor history?
I don't know. I think that means like when they used to get bribed for food.
Oh, like do the hamburger or play?
Yeah, exactly. Peanut butter. Contestant voted off -10. Last place in individual immunity -10. And contestant quits or gets kicked off is -50. So those are all the competition-based scoring. And then we have immunity idol stuff here. But
no drama romance scoring?
We haven't done that in
the whole
past.
Category. It's empty.
Kisses, holding hands, hugs.
Yeah, Jeff. We haven't done that in the past. Hugs Jeff was one of the things, but since we do that for the prop bet, I just kept it off. And I do feel like sometimes that can be a little up in the air. Plus, I think in New Era Survivor, like ever since the incidents in season 39, I think there is like a push to you like literally can't do a lot of the stuff that we used to see in the season 16 and stuff. I think like there is somebody on set who's, or not on set, but on location, who's like got a list of rules for everybody to follow. So, but immunity idol stuff, someone uses a fake immunity idol that the contestant made, that's 25. Correctly play an idol, that's 20. Finds a hidden immunity idol, that's 10. Plays immunity idol for another contestant is 10. Creates a super immunity idol, which I don't know if that'll be on the season, but that's 10. I
haven't seen that in a long time.
Long time.
I like that. It
should be 100 points.
Yeah, just in case. Just in case. Makes a fake immunity idol, that's 5. Helps find an idol or advantage is 5. Votes canceled out by immunity idol or shot in the dark is 3. Whoa. Incorrectly plays an idol, minus 5.
Per vote?
What?
Per vote?
I believe so.
Canceled out by immunity idol or shot in the dark. 3.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Wow.
Per vote. I think that makes sense, though. There's not that many.
It's good. It's good.
How come there's nothing for getting your luxury item stolen or something?
Yeah, right. Incorrectly plays an idol, minus 5. Contestant plays a fake idol, minus 10. Leaves game with an idol in pocket, minus 15. Okay. That's everything from Real TV Fantasy. So now you know them. If you want, if you sign up for our game, you can go look at the scoring yourself to see. While Will, Blake, and I are going to take 6 people each, and it's going to be a draft, so we're each going to have teams of 6. All 18 players are going to be used. You can pick whatever 6 people you want to pick. You can pick anybody you want. There's no limit. You can have the same team as other people. It doesn't matter. Just pick your team of 6. Will, Blake, Will, you got smoked. Pick the draft order.
Okay.
We don't have Rome doing it this year?
We don't have Rome doing it this year.
Rome. Let's see. I got to watch your video a little bit further.
He's over there watching the boot prediction video.
Okay. Let's do this. Let's give myself first pick.
Oh, that is very humble and noble.
So smart.
Let's do... Blake, what would you rather have?
I'll take the third. If we're snaking, I'll go.
We are snaking.
I'll take the 3-4.
Yeah, you want
the
double.
2-5.
Yeah, I think that's better. So, you know, I'm going to be nice here. I'm going to give Phil second pick.
Hey, then, man, what the hell?
And then, Blake, you get last pick at third because I really know you didn't want that. And, like, I'd rather throw Phil the bone and let him go second.
Man, last time I ever do anything nice for any of you, I get stuck in the stupid position. I don't get any back-to-back picks.
You always get stuck in the stupid position. That's just how it goes.
I don't know about last year, man. I'm just saying. I'm not so sure I got
stuck.
That's the lucky position. Yeah, second.
I think Cliffo needs to be promoted to podcast producer with this idea. Justin should have thrown a pizza with her face on it to decide. Let's go.
Rome had the handle thing. It was like a bop it. He was flipping it. That's what it was. He kept catching. And I think it was weighted so that Blake got the best picks.
Oh, my God. Thank God for Rome.
But now Blake's going last. So,
Will, here's this one's for you. St. Cliffo says, so Will beat Phil in the power rankings based on that. Last year, Will.
I didn't play power rankings.
I know.
I think my overall assessment analysis of the season proved to be better, as it always does.
Will's one of those guys. Will's an SEC football team. He's 100-0 in games that haven't been played. Hypotheticals, Will kills it. Kills it.
Not after preseason.
Exactly. He's only good when it matters, but he is really good when it matters. Yeah. All right. Will, you do the honors, man. You set yourself
right.
up.
Good luck, Will. We have to beat Phil this year. That's all I care about.
This is a player who I am very high on, but Phil has been even higher on. I think it's Will or Phil's winner pick. We actually have a doppelganger of this player on this current podcast in Blake. So I am going to take Thomas with the first pick in the draft. He's someone that I see having an immensely high floor. If he goes pre-merge, I will be shocked. I think he's at least making the merge unless we see, I don't know, he like flames out in some glorious way. But he seems so calm. Like, he has a good game sense, seems social. So though maybe he... you know, is from Texas like Blake, lives in LA like Blake, kind of looks like Blake. I don't know if he's going to act like Blake. It seems like he's going to, you know, really win people's hearts, maybe like Banu. So we are going to take Thomas here at the 1-1, and I'm happy to have him on the squad.
So, Blake, when do we tell Will that that's the fake boot order prediction I posted? And that was just to get him to give himself the first pick and take Thomas. And I actually have a different one where I have Thomas at 18.
Well, then we just, you know, lied to 976 people. And I don't think you'd do that.
I do think before we move forward, for clarity for me and maybe the audience, mostly for me, when we're saying... on paper, it's like Blake. Is this a diss to this person? Is this a oh, we think Blake would do well on Survivor?
No, it's not that part.
Or what are we saying it's just Blake's location and hair color.
It's literally I believe a gay man from Texas who lives in LA, works in the entertainment industry, and like has a beard and similar hair and glasses. Like, it just checks a lot of demographic stuff. Personality wise, he seems like a joy. So I don't know if the personality quite lines up.
It's like, you know how like there's the alternate timelines and stuff, Blake? The one where everything's going really well for you is the
this
one.
This is the one where I had two parents that loved me longer than 4 years.
Yeah. Sure. Seems like. We can't confirm that nor deny, yeah. But maybe.
No. Okay.
Anyway, great. Blake. Now welcome to the show. You don't get.
I mean, Blake, wait, have you not heard about this or seen this player? Like, this should not be news to you that you have a doppelganger on season 48.
I think whenever we were doing that 8-minute video you haven't watched, it was shown to me of like, hey, this guy looks like you, and we're from the same. We did the casting on our Patreon at patreon.com/thespecialist.
Otherwise,
it gets mirrored. That's so weird. This is actually my right hand, you guys. It's so funny.
It looks like that to us too, Blake.
It's so funny because like Phil was like in that casting thing. He looks like you, and it's literally the same trajectory and everything. He just went to USC. I went to UT, so he was pissed about Vince Young winning. But I loved it. Yeah, he's obsessed with college football, but gay. It's like, well, yeah, all about that.
And it's also one of those, like, again, USC, UT, better version, all that stuff. It keeps lining up. It just keeps getting there. No, you don't agree with that? You don't agree with that? The Vince Young game still living in your brain?
USC's a great campus. It looks so fun.
Anyway.
I used to go there for Rams games.
I went to a Sunday night football game for the Rams there. Yeah, something else. Anyway.
Wait, who's tech impl- who's going
to? I am. You didn't want it. You ready?
Yep.
All right.
I think I know what's coming here.
Do you?
I might not.
Yeah, I know. I got to go for upside since you took my winner pick. Shaheen.
Yeah, I mean, I knew that was coming. That's my winner pick.
Exactly. He's not even – I didn't even have him that high in my game. I think I had him like 9th or 8th place. But you know what, Will?
I've been seeding this – ploy since the cast assessment. I've been picking Shaheen. I don't think he's gonna do well at all. I picked him for my winner pick on every game, knowing you would take him in fantasy. He's gonna flame out like TK.
That's so you're gonna lie to everyone for a week?
For 4 weeks, Blake.
If he flames out the way that TK flamed out, that is the biggest turn in the history of like preseason interviews, because TK was at least loud, even though TK had everything you could want in a Survivor winner, but he was loud and like, you know, you could see where him being in that athlete sphere could give him an inflated ego. If Shaheen comes out and plays like that, I'll eat whatever rock Francesca probably didn't eat. Like, that's just crazy. If he comes out and plays like that, if we get a flame out, it's the opposite direction. Somehow it's like the Brandon Donlan, like, damn this ladder, not a I'm gonna go and just be the most egotistical person on the season.
Right.
Speaking of flameouts, I'm going for a fire lieutenant named Chrissy. She seems like the old women have made their golden era in the new era. It's easy enough. They get rid of people that are super loud in the beginning instead of weak people. She's not even weak. She goes into burning buildings. She's from Chicago. I think she's going to be a huge personality, just like Sue was. Sue was on the winning team last year. Maybe in this, I know the season has been very male focused, and the like a lot of male energy is the winner picks. And there's one dude who's like, I'm going to make sure it's going to be a final three of all guys. So I'm going to do girls for my first two picks, and it's going to be Chrissy, who I think will be the. She'll be like a half Carolyn, half Sue. I don't know. That sounds good to me, right?
Yeah, like what gives Chrissy the first round contract over who you're about to take in the second round? Why are you taking Chris? Why do you want Chrissy to be your first round pick?
Oh, she's going to get an idol in round one, bro.
Yeah, you think she's going to play like that?
And the reason why I'm not taking Charity first is because I took a flight attendant last year and they were awful for me. So I'm going to take a flight attendant again and hope it works this time around. But Charity is who I'm going to choose. I just feel like the women are at a premium because it feels like top to bottom, the guys are going to be the stars this season. So I wanted to take the two women I thought would be the best. I feel like Star is going to go a little early, or I would have grabbed Star. So I'm going to stick with Charity as my number two. I think I said this. I don't know her last name. No. What else is good about her? She seems gorgeous. She seems like she's going to be one of those women who like has a, oh, I'm just here in the, whatchamacallit. I haven't read her stuff. Like, is she going to,
very noticeable, Blake.
She's going to be on the island. No, I think she'll be one of those people that, yeah, of course she's around final eight, and then like, she's not going to piss anybody off. So she'll be in our end game. And yeah. Phil put her like third. So
I did okay. Put her third. I think she has the most winning potential of the women on this season. That's who I would have taken in the second round here. I think Charity has a lot of upside. The flight attendant did burn us last year. I said Tiana's going to win, and then Blake was like, "I'm going to take Tiana." And how'd that work out for you, Blake?
And I'm literally doing it all over again. I think Tiana was my second round pick after Rome last year. So
yeah,
I just upgraded technically by grabbing the Sioux instead of the Rome of the season.
Yeah, and you literally didn't have a choice but to take Rome number one overall when he's appearing in our video. Like you got first pick, you're taking Rome. Yeah. But yeah, time's
it was an honor. It was an honor.
Yeah.
Okay. Good luck, Phil, with your second pick. Who'd you
look, take? Man? Will tell you he's the best at all this stuff. He's great. He's awesome. Pat himself on the back. He only wears backward snapbacks. He's that cool. Blake can't pick anything to save his life. He does nothing but make mistakes. It's a disaster. I'm pretty average. I fall in the middle. So I'm going to take Kyle. Mr.
No,
average.
Not the average,
average
guy.
Guy on the season who is promoting how average he is. Look, this might annoy people. This might not be the comparison Kyle wants to hear, but anybody who's listened to this podcast know that I mean this with a lot of respect, and I think this is a very good thing. Kyle gives me Tommy Sheehan vibes. He gives me Tommy Sheehan vibes. He gives me, I know how to maneuver the crazy, crazy personalities and be even in all situations, be friends with everybody, never be the tallest blade of grass, never be the nail that's sticking up the highest. And I can hang out, and I'm willing to let other people take the credit for moves and put the target on their back. Ultimately, it could kill them at Final Tribal, which is what I said in my boot order video. But I think average, I'm taking Kyle. I like him, and he fits really well with my personality compared to Will and Blake.
Great. Yeah, I don't want him at all. Perfect.
Wow. I'm high on both Charity and Kyle. I didn't really have any words to say for Charity, but I do like that pick, Blake. And Phil, I agree that she's got the highest winning upside of the women. And Kyle, you're right. I love the self-awareness of just being like, yo, I'm the most average, and that's how I'm gonna play this. Like, that's kind of what you want to do on Survivor, especially early on when you have a new era cast, new era casts are often very loud and crazy and like high energy. And if you can just be that calm dude who's like, sure. I also see Kyle as like a narrator who's going to be like a strategic force, whether he makes it to the end or not, I don't know, but there's a lot of ways for him to get points with like idols, advantages, shot, like everything. He's going to play hard. Yeah. So I wanted Kyle.
Brian Rianis says that description of Kyle also sounds like Charlie, which I think is fair. And Charlie was the narrator of his season too.
And lost.
Boom.
Charlie got a lot of points for whoever chose him, though, probably.
Yeah.
What do we care more about, points or having fun?
Well, what? Last year I was all in on having fun.
Did you have any, Will?
I mean, I wanted to go 6-for-6 with the first six boots. That was fun being, you know, in the middle of that. I mean, like, am I going to get another boot off of my team again? Just because the odds are so incredibly low for that to happen randomly. Like,
what were really you figured is out? I think early on what the odds of getting the first four boots, which you had gotten, even that the odds were like astronomically high. It was absolutely ridiculous.
1 in 18 times 1 in 17.
So I'm typing slowly, but times 1 in 16.
No, take your time. We have all day.
Times 1 in 15.
Yeah, and this might be the most basic way of saying it, right?
Oh, my gosh. I mean, it is 0.00136%. And yes, I already multiplied by 100 for anybody asking. There could be some odds that are altered by it being a draft.
And by the fact that it's three tribes, so it's not actually a one in, right? Because if one tribe loses.
No, that shouldn't affect it, because you go into each episode with, if there's 17 people left, each tribe should have a one in three tribe chance at losing. And then it's, you know, whoever goes home. You're not weighting it based on that. I mean, you could, but just in terms of like pure, if you pick six random people, and you were to have the first four boots, I mean, that's pretty crazy. I guess you have two more options. Never mind. I calculated that completely incorrectly. It would be 6 out of 18. Okay, I gotta actually figure this out now.
All right, Will's gonna figure that out. Okay.
Six over 18 times,
none of us,
5 over 17 times, 4 over 16 times 3 over 15. Okay, so that's 0.5% chance of happening. So still 1 out of 200 times.
Okay.
Still terrible.
I have a friend who does analytics for MLB teams, and he listens to our Traders podcast, and I'm gonna text him and tell him, listen to this part and actually comment the real answer.
I've taken into account, like, you're not predicting the specific order. It could be anybody on your team.
Oh, so yeah.
6 out of 18, then you lose a player. So you have 5 left, 5 out of 17 times 4 out of 16 times 3 out of 15.
Yeah.
Times 100.
If you would like to be, there you go. Phil@survivorspecialist.com is not an email address, Blake. Stop doing that. All right. Well, you got back-to-back picks now that your math career is over.
It always has been. Never got off the ground. Let's see. I got to rewind your video.
He's still on it. You just taking who I have in fifth? No, fourth, actually.
No, I'm not as high as you on that player, and I don't want to spoil anything for those who haven't seen the video and for those who want to keep enjoying the draft. I'm going to go Justin here. Justin, someone I feel very – what? What'd you say?
Clutch
Justin, is that what we're calling him? I like his vibe. He's got a really unique story, like Yale grad, but just manages a pizza shop on the East Coast. He's a vegetarian, yet is slinging pepperoni pies. So a lot of contradictions with Justin. And it seems like he's got, you know, that similar vibe to Kyle, actually, where it's like he's kind of laid back, chill, cool on a season where we got a lot of wacky people. So I like Justin.
I like Justin. Yeah, you listened. I like Justin. I think Justin is a dark horse winner on this season. Some people were saying,
I do. I think so too.
Some people are saying he gives like Kyle vibes from last season, where like he might just be a little bit.
I don't see that at all. He's way more game oriented from his preseason content. Like way more wants to not just play challenges and like work hard at camp. Like he wants to play Survivor.
Yeah, to me, the only comparison that seems to line up is probably the speaking manner, right? Like he is a little bit more laid back compared to some of these really loud. I mean, you put Star next to Justin, you say to yourself, how did these two people get on the same show? They don't feel like they belong on the same show. You know, from a casting perspective, it's crazy like to see those two, and Survivor always seems to make it work. So it's great. But all right, Will, so that was your second round pick. Will's going again, too. Like, Will, you're doing that strategic thing that you did last year where you just loaded up on men. You just went man, 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 man. And then the women were what got you deep into the game. So
well, one, yeah. I think one, no, wait, last season, did I do men or what? I think
oh, no, it was 46 did, where you had five
46,
men.
I did like, I was trying to complete just the whole male tribe. And then 47, I was trying to do a whole female tribe. And it just never really ends up working. So I'm probably going to abandon that strategy here, and I will go for my first woman. And I'm going to go with Eva here. I think Eva is also a dark horse to win this game. It seems like she knows the show well. She's athletic enough where I don't think she's going to get, you know, voted out early as someone with challenge liability. And then her tribe, she is on that purple tribe that I really like. That's kind of been my... If I have any take of the preseason other than Shaheen's my winner pick in order to trap Phil to take him as his first pick in the draft, I have said that purple tribe looks to be the strongest. And out of the women on that tribe, I think I like Eva the best. So I'm going to take Eva as my third pick. I could really see her being a standout character, probably a lot of confessionals too. So what a team I got right now. I mean, I know I said the same thing at this time last season, but like, I'm loving this team.
I think you said it around when you picked Jelinski in the second round too, in season 46. Like, I think you're just, this is, you love your team around this time. Always. Always.
So I've had the first boot each of the past two seasons, and that's how long I've been back for.
Yeah.
So I've always ended up with the first boot on my team.
And you know what's funny, Will, is you gave yourself first pick, which means you will get the leftover. So if Blake and I correctly read this, you will end up with the John Lovett type again.
I ended up with John Lovett last season, yes. Yeah. As the last. Wait, did I? No, I think no, I went second to last. I think I went second to last, and I took him instead of, I don't know. I don't know who.
I don't remember either. We'll have to look. It is funny, though, Will, because that one year when you could have had a six-man tribe, and instead you took Soda, who you thought was going to quit. And then you ended up being one of your best-placing people.
Soda was one of my best-placing people? I don't think so. Was she?
She would have been maybe on last season. She would have been close.
Oh,
been
last half. Season, yes. I don't think I was as bad in season 46.
Yeah. Man, so, Will, you have Thomas and Eva, two of your first three. That's from that purple tribe. And then who's your third person right now? You have Justin, mm-hmm. who's from the green tribe.
Which, even if that tribe loses, and they actually do appear to me to be the weakest tribe, I feel like he's not going to be the target. So.
Yeah. I really like the Eva pick. That's where that was. Those three women that I think have the best chance to win are off the board at this point. That's where I would have gone. But I'm going to take a little bit of a stab here. I'm going to take Say. Are you actually like making that reaction, Blake?
Did you really say that?
She's great. Remember
when we picked for Survivor Co Wrong, you couldn't make any go wrong jokes. We've now hit that point with Say. We've hit that. You can't make Say jokes anymore. We're done out.
Well, she Imagine will say her. The episode title at least once.
She will.
That's what I said for my prop bet game.
That is what you said.
That's what I say for my prop bet game.
I'm going with Say here. And the main reason I'm going with Say is because I think that the orange tribe has the biggest chance of being the disaster tribe. And if green does lose early, I think there's at least one person on that tribe who's going to aggravate everybody. Just based on personality stuff that we've seen so far. And I do think that Say fits into the middle. I think that's the thing with Say. I think Say fits in the middle here. I got St. Clippo saying I'm way out on Say. I didn't think I'd be taking Say at this point either, but I truly believe she has the fourth most upside out of the women. And I wanted to make sure I had a woman on my team, because if I didn't get Say, I might've just been like, all right, give me every guy before we get to this, except for maybe one or two of them who have muscles somehow bigger than mine, Will's, and Blake's combined. I don't know how those two guys got so muscular, but yeah, I got to say, that's it. Blake, were you actually going to take Say? There's no way. There's no way you're going to take Say.
I really liked how she described some of her stuff on her like app. Like the way she's writing these questions, you can tell she has a big personality, and I'm not listening to them talk. So that's what I'm going
on. Yeah. No, and I think she'll get a lot of confessionals. Even if she's only in it for five episodes, I think she'll get a lot of confessionals. So
I do hate that St. Clippo is way out on her, though.
Yeah.
That's
a bad sign.
Yeah, St. Clippo. What was St. Clippo's opinion last season, Blake, that makes you worried this season?
No, St. Clippo usually has their stuff together, and I almost said shit together, but...
You said it anyway.
That's crazy. St. Clippo is probably one of the people I will pay attention to whenever they write stuff over here.
Well, Blake, since you're going to pay attention, why don't you put Camilla on your team?
Okay, so I'm not going to do that. I do need some male energy finally, and you fell right into my trap. I'm getting the other 30-something-year-old that lives near me in California. I'm taking David Kay, the stunt performer. He's got huge muscles. He's the next Jonathan, whatever Jonathan's last name was. And he's going to literally beat people up in challenges. It is weird because I was like, is he taller than everyone else in the cast? Because they have one row standing up and one row kneeling. And the only person who could be as tall as him is Kyle. And they're on the same tribe. So if there's any kind of like height advantage stuff, they're going to crush people in that. That's my third person on the orange team, though. Whoa. So I'm like, oh,
disaster team. Like, that is the disaster tribe.
That's the disaster one. Well, hopefully they're in the dominant.
They aren't the disaster tribe.
Oh my God. Does that mean David's going home first? There couldn't be a couple bad guys named David.
Sorry. Well, we only have so much. We only have so much time for Orange You Glad jokes. Sorry.
Only because it's Blake.
Only. Yeah, I think David, like, that's a really cool job. I know he had the whole, I don't really watch this show anymore, and I haven't for 18 years. Like, it couldn't be that hard. So he's going to be pushed around by every kind of twist and turn. He's going to be being manipulated. But I do think there is some energy in the new era for, like, I just want somebody who's going to not lie to me, and I'm going to be able to just align with and trust that they're not going to be backhand, like, complimenting me or going behind my back to backhand spring or jump off the boat. And, like, it's just, I need somebody steady who's going to be pulling their weight in challenges. And obviously that's not any of our scoring stuff, but I think he's going to be winning challenges, and that's a good way to get a bunch of points in the pre-merge. So I'm going points for David K, even though he's on the orange tribe and supposed to be bad.
Well, where are you at on David K?
I said it from the cast assessment. I think he's far too overconfident, and he has shown, it seems like, one of these people that will be like, oh, Survivor, I remember that show. That's where they have to survive on an island and they have to do physical challenges. Like, that's me. I can survive on an island. I can do physical challenges. And they get out there, they're like, wait a second. That is, like, not really what the show is about. Hasn't been about that for a while. It's about the game. It's about the people, the social skills, the strategy, the twists. Like, knowing something about the show really helps. And to be that confident and know so little, I think, is a terrible sign. And it would be one thing, he's like, you know what? I don't know the show that well, but I'm going to go in. I'm going to try to absorb. I'm going to try to
That's
learn.
Not what That's David K is all about, brother.
Like, he's like,
jumps into freaking fire rage.
He's like, I'm going to dominate this. And so that overconfidence and lack of awareness of what he needs to win the show, like, I'm just kind of out on him, and I'm glad that he's off the board so early.
That's a I might have
taken a flyer on him in, like, a later round just to, like, fill out a spot and get some challenge points potentially. But for him to go and what is this, Blake's third pick?
This is his third pick,
round three. I feel like that's far too early, and I'm happy that that's
count it as my fourth then. We'll flip this.
No, it's your third. And Will, I just made a reference to two guys with muscles who I didn't think were going to go very far with the, like, I would have taken the women over pretty much two guys. This was one of them, Blake. This was one of them. Well, maybe Blake's right this year.
Maybe Blake's right this year is something I've been saying for 22 years. And eventually it's going to hit. I was going to take another person on orange, but then I realized that would be four out of four people on orange. So that's not going to work. Then I looked at purple. It looks like the good purple people are gone. So I'm like, God, who's the best one left on green? And I think that's between two of them. So I'm going to just go ahead and make my tribe be the fun tribe, and I'll take Mary Zhang. And I think she's going to be jumping up and down, yelling, screaming. She's going to be saying the weird stuff at confessionals. I know she's probably going to be running straight to every single tree to put her hand in everything to get an idol. That gets me 20 points whenever she gets an idol. When she plays the idol, that's going to give me another 10. When she eliminates seven votes against her at merge, she's going to get me 21 points. So I think Mary Zhang is going to be great. I didn't want Mitch. Mitch went to A&M. He's from Texas in a different way. I knew St. Cliffo's in my mind right now.
Why don't you want Mitch? Mitch has high upside, though.
Wants all male final three, bro.
Like, don't listen to Will right now. This is Will trying to convince me to take Mitch next. Because
I do like – if you want to leave Mitch for me, I will take him. I actually am very high on Mary. I think this is actually a very good pick.
Perfect.
I would have taken Mary before, say. Mary says a lot of things that I just inherently agree with and vibe with. Now, that could be an absolutely – bad sign, because, like, she could go out and play like Will, and maybe that wouldn't be good. We'll never know what that looks like.
You'll be on Survivor Australia one day, probably.
I'll get amongst it.
Podcasters versus legends, and then you'll be —
that would be fun.
Is it 12 people tribe or 24 person tribe? I haven't seen
12 people tribes. They're not doing 48 person seasons. Come on.
That's what it felt like when I watched it that one
time. I mean, it does take a while when you watch it.
We're recapping Australian Survivor right after this, everybody. Week one recap. McKenna and I, Brains versus Braun 2, jump in right after this, probably around 7:30. Done.
No, I do like Mary, though, and I think he's like got some upside, and I would have taken her. So, good pick.
Great.
All right.
Phil, you're up.
I really like Mitch, but I think Will's bluffing. I think he's bluffing.
Okay. I mean, there's not many other people to take. It's like we're already in the fourth round. I'm going to have fourth and fifth round. So it's like, even if I'm not like the highest on Mitch, I mean, I will still at this point take him. So, I have two picks. So
I'm not going to believe you. I'm going to say you're going to leave him anyway. At this point, I don't feel like you actually want to take him. So you'll just take him. So
honestly, if you guys leave Mitch for me, I will pass him back around next time around. That's how much I don't want to cheer.
No, I'm not going to let you do that, because then if you don't take him, that means Phil's going to get him.
You could. I'm saying you could get him as the 18th pick.
Phil goes after you.
Oh no, I love Mitch, Blake. I just don't. I can't tell if Will would actually take Mitch over a couple of the other people that are.
Well, here's what you have to think about. If you don't take Mitch, that means you're taking somebody off the board. Then I have two picks too. So you can take him or not. He's going to go within the next three picks.
You know what, man? You can have him.
Great.
I'm going to take this person because I feel like you probably want him more.
Oh, I'm out on all the guys at this point. So
why are you out on Joe?
Switch it.
Joe gives me Cody vibes. And I guess Cody last.
Oh, yeah, that sucks. I'd hate to get the sixth place.
But he's not going to win. He's not going to win. I want the winner.
Joe could win. Cody could have won.
I don't think Joe's going to win.
Cody's going to win 50.
I am taking Joe here in the fourth round. I can't believe Joe is still available.
I figured you were, and I definitely wanted Joe.
I already have a fire captain, so I can't take a fire lieutenant.
You love the purple tribe. You have two people from the purple tribe, but you don't have your winner pick. Of course you wanted Joe.
I wanted Joe very badly, and I wanted who threatened to take Mitch so that you would have to take him.
Yeah. No, I love getting Joe in the fourth round. This is great. Blake, I can't believe you took David over Joe. I appreciate you doing that. I think Joe has insane upside, and if that tribe's going to win early and often, he could end up being that mergatory first boot of the merge spot, because he is maybe feared in challenges. Maybe he doesn't have the best social game, or maybe it's more of a strategic game than a social game, I feel. But at the end of the day, man, I can get this guy who is playing for his sister who passed away, who loved Survivor and wanted him to play and all this stuff. And like, he's got a great even keeled way of speaking that I think is going to work on the tribe. He's muscular as hell. He's the other one who does fire stuff. I'm all in on Joe. I can't believe I got him in the fourth round. I was going to take him there with Say, but then I was like, let's let Blake make a mistake. And Blake made a mistake. So this is great.
I'm happy with Mary. Mary will be the winner of Survivor 48.
It's possible. I wanted Mary on my team. So maybe that means it's not possible.
Will gets two picks.
Two picks. Okay. Do I actually want Mitch? I mean, maybe.
Don't do it. You can get him at 18.
I don't know if I want him at 18. This is difficult. I am going to go with that orange tribe, though. If that's the messy tribe, like, I guess David and Camilla to me are like, those are the first two boots. So like, Mitch could survive until that point. But I know, so I'm like looking at three people and I can pick two of them. I know the third person probably won't make it back to me. So that's kind of,
well, I mean, at this issue. Point, the person who's making it back to you is who Blake and I don't want. So who do you think Blake and I don't want?
You don't want probably the same people.
Rhymes,
I don't want. So it doesn't
rhymes
really
with
matter.
Bitch.
Okay. looking at that green tribe, maybe there's potential there. I'm going to stick with purple for now, and I'm going to go Bianca. I really do think this is a strong tribe. And I do think that if they have to go to tribal council, my thinking is the first boot would most likely be Star. It could be Bianca, but I also think if Bianca gets her, mind in the game and last long enough, like, she can take the game and do something with it. Like, it seems like she wants to play Survivor again. I've said this whole preseason, there's so many people that are excited to be here, excited about the opportunity and the experience. And there are a few people that are like, I'm coming out here, I'm going to play hard, I'm going to win. There just are so few of that type of player. And Bianca to me seemed like one of those. Justin seemed like one of those. Kyle seemed like one of those. Shaheen seemed like one of those. So I want that type of player, especially when you get so many fantasy points from like actively participating in all that the game has to offer. So I'll go Bianca there. And then I don't want Phil to be able to get his fourth player.
Come on, man. Don't do it.
Video. So I am going to take Mitch. I think there's enough cover. He doesn't get to get away with picking Joe and then also getting Mitch. That's not fair. That wouldn't be fair in any world. There's enough cover on that orange tribe of Camilla and David for him to not be one of the first two boots. Now, if it gets down to four and they're like a complete disaster and they're going down to three, that could be tough. But also, like, Chrissy, I really like her and I'm actually pretty high on her, but there's a chance that she's just like, you know, maybe has a little Tim Bertina in her and is like a little bit loud and maybe a little bit bossy or a little bit, I don't know, extroverted.
Or Blake
in a way,
picked her and doomed kind of, her retroactively.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Like, she's already doomed because Blake picked her. That's totally possible, also. So I think, you know, and look, I've said this preseason too. I want a tribe swap. We haven't had one in a while. So, like, we could also, these tribes might not be, they might do a swap in episode four. Who knows? And if Mitch can survive until that point, then bring him on. Phil, now you explain, why did you have him fourth place in your boot list video? That seems like, you know, pretty deep.
So part of it was a troll that he wanted an all male final three. And he's the one who loses fire to not allow the all male final three to happen. So I had him in my boot list game, losing to Charity and Fire, and he's what prevents a final three of all men. Or if he would have just won that, he would have gotten what he said he set out to do. But then the other thing is, I do really truly believe Mitch has a significant amount of upside. I really do. Like, I was honestly, well, if you didn't take Mitch, I was going to take a different person next because Blake is so adamant he's not going to take Mitch. And I was going to get Mitch at 17 and call it the greatest pick since I think you and I let Mike Holloway go all the way till the end, or Aubrey Bracco, we put on the Phantom tribe back during season 32. Like, I feel like Mitch just, I love his story. I love the way, like, if you look at this guy, if you follow him on social media or anything like that,
I would never.
He's so this is your Rachel this season. That's good to know. Rachel, we apologize.
So Mitch is winning.
Mitch, congratulations on the $1 million.
But Blake's honorary Rachel Lamont pick this time was actually Bianca Rose's. So
I really feel
got
like
her too.
Mitch, like, being that he's a marathoner, half marathoner, whatever he's doing, like, this is a physical guy. This is a guy who had to overcome a lot. He seems social as hell. I want Mitch on my team. Like, I'm mad that Will took him, but I knew that if I didn't take Joe, Will would have been sitting here with four people from Purple. And if Purple's as dominant as we think, then Will's sitting too pretty. And I said, you know what?
I have four people from Purple anyway, don't I?
No, you have three.
Three.
You might end up with four anyway, but that's just, I would rather go this route. And I think Mitch actually has a really great chance to win this game. Maybe I'm totally off on him, but I think he has a great chance to win this game.
I don't see the winning upside, but I can hear a case where he makes a deep run.
Yeah. Well, great. I guess I'm still picking a guy anyway. I said, guys are winning. A guy is winning this season. I'm taking Cedric. Why? My question is, look, obviously I'm taking him in the fifth round. There's four people left, like, after him. So it's not like I'm super high on him. But why is everybody so out on Cedric? I feel like people are super low on this guy. He's TV trained. He goes around and does a lot of shows. He's insanely intelligent. He's a surgeon. He's older, but he doesn't seem older. I'm confused as to why, like, even when I look at, like, the boot order stuff and everything, like, when I posted my thing, people are low on Cedric. I feel like they're low on his video, and I don't really understand why. So I like Cedric. I don't love Cedric. I'm not as high on Cedric as I am on Mitch, but I feel like Cedric has potential. So I don't know. Maybe, Will, you've actually watched stuff. Blake, you haven't, but
yeah.
You know, why do you think people are low on
him? I think Cedric here in the fifth round is actually, like, a great spot to get him. I think this is where you do pick up Cedric. I'm not sitting here being like he should have been the 18th pick or anything. So maybe we actually do align more than you think. For me, it was I said this on the cast assessment. I got some Nasir vibes where, like, big fan of the show, knows how the game works. It's not like he's going to be lost out there. But even, like, didn't Nasir have an idol at some point and, like, he kind of flubbed it, didn't use it correctly. And I don't know that he is going to be able to connect with, like, the younger generation and just be, you know, on the pulse of what's happening in the game. Like, who's got what advantages? Who's aligned with who? Who's controlling the game? Who are the power players? I think he's going to think too insular about what he's doing, and he will be a fan. And, like, I think he'll be good TV. I think he'll be fun. But I don't see prospects of him, like, playing a winning, dominant game, and someone who probably goes out early merge is where I see it. So,
yeah, and that's what happened in Nasir. Nasir went out with the idol in his pocket. Yeah. So I could see that. I mean, but
hey, points for finding the idol.
Yeah. And honestly, like, getting somebody like that this late, like, so far, I actually think the fifth round picks might be better than the third round picks. like there's a chance here that the fifth round picks are better than
who are the third. Who are the third round picks?
Eva, Say, and David.
Yeah. I mean, it's possible. Other than, yeah, your guys' two picks aren't that good. You're right.
I mean, it'll be interesting to see what ends up happening here with David. I feel like we've just jumped on the train of, like, David doesn't have it, but I'll be curious to see what happens with him. Blake, you get two picks.
We had St. Clippo here say Cedric is boring, invisible Saul, I think.
He's saying he's an invisible version of Saul.
If you are a Cedric fan or have Cedric on your fantasy team, you want the Saul upside. Like, that's what he could become. That's a good
Saul comparison. Was great for fantasy teams last season.
Of course.
Saul's great everywhere he goes. It's just like he's like glitter. You know?
We're moving.
I've had glitter in places where it's not glitter. Great.
anyway. Okay, so when we're in the fifth round and then coming back around for the sixth round, you are choosing which landmine you want to step on, of like who's going home first. And so my landmine that I want to definitely step on and take in the fifth round so it looks even stupider is Star to Me, because I think she's going to be a star to me and everyone else. She was already in the opening credits of the season 6 months ago or whatever, 3 months ago. She's obviously going to be the main confessional person. As long as she's in the game, she's going to say some wacky stuff. There's going to be some, if she's in an argument, she'll probably, just talk until she's done arguing. I mean, like, she's going to be confessionalizing the hell out of it. She seems like the Carolyn. She seems like the whatever, who would we say last season was the over the top confessional person. It feels like I'm going to get those points very quickly. Part of me is like, there's three men that are 34. I was 34 last year. I think that's another thing between me and Thomas of like, oh, Blake was also 34 last year. Why is nobody in on Kevin? I'm not choosing Kevin, but I am kind of confused why I don't resonate with Kevin. Is everyone not resonating with Kevin? Because I'm going to not get a hot dog. I'm going to get a burger. I'm taking Stephanie Burger as my sixth one. I think she's interesting enough. She does seem like she knows the game. And it does seem like whenever she's saying stuff like armchair quarterback, that isn't something I kind of expect 38-year-old women to say. So it does say to me that either she has... She goes around to the internet to like learn different terms. She's gonna be able to like connect with men, other women, other ages. And I think that tribe doesn't have like an absolute star. So I think
stars on the other tribe.
That's what I'm saying. I think Stephanie on that tribe. And what's cool about me having David, Star, and Stephanie is in their tribe picks, they're all holding that big weird bulb thing. So I've got all the bulb holders. And that's my new team name, Blake Meyer Bulb Holder.
The Blake Bulb Holders.
I just love the phrase. She's gone around to the internet to learn new phrases.
Like,
Trust me, Stephanie, man.
I think Stephanie's going to be an absolute. She's not going to be a nothing burger. She's going to be a full burger on this.
Stephanie is definitely the person I was debating between when I had Bianca and Mitch in that last two rounds. And I was like, do I take Stephanie in here and leave one of those other two? She seems like a blank slate to me.
Five women? Oh my
God. I feel like I don't know anything about Stephanie. And that can be a good thing or a bad thing. Like, she doesn't jump out. She doesn't really, like, register fully. I don't remember really what she does or her vibe. She seems just kind of like middle of the road. But, like, that player can sometimes do very, very well on Survivor. Yeah.
So she,
like,
gives me Genevieve-esque vibes.
Yeah. No, there's a chance she wins. And she's, like, an assassin and, like, a stud player. Like, that's fully in the cards here. I just didn't get a lot from her preseason stuff. So I think in getting Stephanie in the sixth round, total value. So good job there.
Will, how much do you want to have like an even man woman tribe since you haven't done that, since you've like really favored the men? Do you want to have that 3-3?
I do not care.
Okay. I wasn't sure if that was like your plan. So I'm between Camilla and Kevin.
I don't get to pick. So
I want you to pick. I'm between Camilla and Kevin, both from the orange tribe.
Kevin's from green. Kevin's from green.
Oh, so I can avoid the orange tribe altogether.
But Kevin, apparently everyone decides Kevin's going to be the first boot of green. You said he was going to get 18th place in your video that we're trying not to spoil.
I did say that he was going to get 18th place. I've been very low on Kevin. Blake, you just said everybody's
that video, by the way.
Everybody's low on Kevin. You didn't even get to the point where I said 18th place.
No, I just was like scrolling through, like thumbnailing it backwards enough where I'm like, I got the gist. I have my own opinion.
Here's the thing, right? Like, I'm out on Kevin. I'm super low on Kevin. I got no hopes in Kevin. I put him at last place in my bootless game. But like, nobody likes a bully. I don't want to be a bully. I'm not going to ruin this guy's life. Maybe he does go out early. Maybe he's really sad because his favorite podcast was a specialist. And I'm over here being like first boot. And he's like, I hate this guy. And I actually am the first boot. So I'm not going to bully Kevin. I'm going to take Kevin. Give me the dude tribe. We got boys night plus Say. Say is there making sure that nobody flexes any harder than Drew Basil did back in season 40, season 45. I'm taking Kevin, which means, Will, you get Camilla. And you're going to clap and pretend you're stoked about that.
I'm stoked. I wanted Camilla 1-1, but I knew no one would take her. So now she's on the squad. I couldn't be happier. I definitely wanted Camilla.
You couldn't lie worse if you tried.
I definitely wanted Camilla over Kevin. I don't know if I wanted her 1-1.
Yeah, I don't think you wanted her 1-1. Let's be real. But I do. Look, this is a toss-up. Like Blake said, which landmine do you want to stand on? I think Kevin has more upside.
I like Camilla landmine here.
Camilla describes herself as annoying. That's not good.
I mean, would you describe any of us as annoying, Phil?
I would describe both of you as annoying, but I wouldn't describe myself as annoying.
See, she's got the self-awareness that I'm looking for out of preseason Survivor content, okay?
I guess so. There you go. There you go, Will.
I think she can rack up points. Like, I think she's got confessional upside, advantage upside, too. If she finds any sort of footing early, and we're just like, if she just fits in, like, in her tribe and maybe finds two people to get along with, she could cruise into the merge, and now she's just scooping up points as a last overall pick. I think Camilla has a better chance of doing that than Kevin does, so I'm happy with where this shook out.
I'm going to be very pissed if my boot order video comes true and Kevin goes first and Camilla goes second, and I ruined three straight seasons of Will getting the first boot on the season because I picked Kevin instead of Camilla. I'm going to be really mad.
Yeah, that's like Mitch wanting the all-male final three and losing fire making.
Yeah. Mitch is your best pick. Mitch is going to be your highest placing player other than Thomas.
Let's go over our teams. I got Thomas, Justin, Eva, Bianca, Mitch, Camilla.
That's a solid. That's honestly
a great team.
Honestly, that's the team I wanted when this started.
I know. I watched
you.
You
should go first next time, Phil.
I have Shaheen, Kyle, Say, Joe, Cedric, and Kevin. That's the exact backup team that I wanted.
That's like not at all the team I wanted, except for Shaheen.
I do like that you're like, the guys will win out this season. It'll be so male dominated. Then you get five guys on your team.
And then Blake has five women.
I came in with a goal, man. I came in with a goal. Running backs were easy to find. Running back was deep. We wanted receivers, you know? That's how this felt. That's what we were doing.
I haven't played fantasy football in like 5 years, so maybe I'm rough.
What's your six, Blake? Read them off.
Oh, don't worry. They're about to come up on the screen. I've got Chrissy, Charity, David is my one guy. That'll last about two episodes. Mary, Star, and Stephanie Berger.
Blake, do you realize what you did?
Five women and David's.
You picked your team in alphabetical order.
Just like I drew it up.
Oh, wait, no, you didn't. Chrissy, you picked first. You should have taken Charity. Never mind. All right.
I did. We changed it for the fun.
Actually, yeah, because those were three and four. You could have done that.
Yeah. Charity, Chrissy, David, Mary, Star, Stephanie is all in alphabetical order. Thank you. That's very Sean Kinniff of me.
That is. This is our final preseason episode of the season. Boot order videos out. Cast assessment is out. Over under game is out. Prop bet game is out. Go check out all of those. Prop bet and over under. You can enter whenever before the season, obviously, but you can enter. You don't have to be a patron for those. The prize for the over under game is a puzzle from Russell Muscle TV. And the prize for the prop bet game is a custom pop from Todd Herzog. The prizes for the Patreon, I give you guys an option. And Austin Garso just got his purple buff. St. Cliffo, thank you so much. He says that was a blast, guys. Appreciate getting that.
Thank you, St. Cliffo.
So go check out all that stuff. If you want to be a patron, if you want to play in our fantasy game, if you want to play in our power rankings game, patreon.com/specialist, in addition to everything else we're doing. I'll be back live at 7:30 with McKenna, recapping Australian Survivor Brains versus Braun 2, week number one. First three episodes are done in the books. And Will and I will be back tomorrow doing the traders, which, man, did our coverage drop off after Boston Rob got eliminated. Half of
no
our
spoilers.
No, dude, if you haven't watched it at this point, you've had a week. You've had 2 weeks. You had 2 weeks. Our
Boston Rob's on this
like,
season.
We were here for Boston Rob, not you guys. But anyway, go check out that coverage. It's a lot of fun. This has been a really good season of the traders. And Blake and I did Deal or No Deal Island, and I probably pissed off Parvati Stan. So that's what we're here for, right? That's what we do.
No spoilers.
Oh, no spoilers. Anyway, thank you all so much. Will, I hope you knew that he was eliminated in the traders. I hope that
I know, but some people, especially with shows on streamers, like Deal or No Deal, I guess Deal or No Deal is NBC, but you know, Traders is exclusively Peacock. Some people prefer to watch streaming shows in a binge and not week to week. So there's a lot of people that are saving up to just binge the Traders when it's all out. And if they were doing that and enjoy Survivor week to week and were listening to this, they might be like, damn, now I know something about the show that I didn't want to know.
Do you know on Deal or No Deal Island there?
No,
there's a
don't
Phil
say
and,
it. Don't,
and there's a
don't,
Will.
Don't say it.
Just contestants.
Anyway,
that's a
Phil and a Will.
Like this video, subscribe to the channel, and we will see you guys after the premiere. Wow. There you go. Wednesday
That's crazy.
Night.
We're already yeah. here.
Phil and Will will be live Wednesday night after the premiere on the 26th. What a time to be alive. We
what
actually made
time.
It.
What am I, chopped liver?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
Blake may appear. It'll depend if he wants to stream it and watch it or not. Half the time I get texts like, I actually don't feel like doing it. So we'll see.
What?
All right, everybody. We'll see you on Wednesday.
See ya.